Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on August 19th, 2014, at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 10 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme Busted. This week's story comes to us from Reed Reimers and is titled AKA Angus Jocko Ferguson. Thank you for listening.
Hi, folks. How you doing? I have traveled quite a bit, and one of my favorite things about traveling is getting to meet local folks and also just the openness that so many people find, this openness of having a stranger either come into your home for a meal or maybe stay overnight, somebody you just don't know at all. So when we're back here in Missoula, this is quite a few years ago, we are big fans of the Couchsurfing website, where essentially you open up your home to people, they kind of have a profile. And you can see recommendations. And so we had dozens of people stay with us from all around the country doing cross-country bike trips or road trips or just coming to Missoula for a job interview, something like that. And it was always just a wonderful experience. I love showing people around Missoula and showing the place that I'm from. And one time we had this couple come in. His name was Angus Jocko Ferguson. And he was this tall guy, really well-built, really pale, bright ginger beard, shaved head. And he was just this really neat guy. And they stayed with us for a few days, and they were planning on moving to Missoula. We happened to have a room open in our house, so we were like, let's do it. You guys want to move in? And he was perfect. He had been to Oxford. He studied Shakespeare at Oxford. He dove right in the Missoula theater community and emceed a couple cabarets right off the bat. It was just a perfect fit for our kind of kooky lifestyle in our house. He had a little girlfriend. He was 27. She was 19, which was a little odd, but she was just this daffy little gal, and we really appreciated her having her around. Now, when he moved in, he did tell us very clearly that he was in the military and that he was working with a particular group that he couldn't really talk about what he did. Kind of had to keep things on the down low. Couldn't really talk about a lot of details. He was very protective of his mail coming in and of his computer and things. But he was just one of these guys that things just seemed to happen to. When he first moved in, he had this $100 gift card to Walmart and went down. And when he went to cash it, it ended up being like $1,000 through some like crazy thing. So he ended up getting all this crazy stuff. He would win raffles all the time for really expensive things like $1,000 computers and things. And he just was one of those people that things just seemed to just flow for really well. He would go off on military training, and he would come back with these big bags full of flak jackets and crazy, like, air testers and stuff. And he couldn't really talk about what he had been doing there, but he would say, oh, we were actually jumping out of planes. We were practicing to do that. Or we were practicing to disarm, like, dirty bombs and stuff. But that's about all the details he would ever give. Well, one time he was on one of these trips with his girlfriend, and they decided to stop in at Maelstrom in Great Falls, and they were just going to go to the commissary to get some cheap Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Apparently, it's really cheap there. And we get this call at like 3 in the morning from the little girlfriend, and she's completely panicked. She has a phone card that's about to run out, and she's like, Angus got arrested. They just dumped me here without any money or anything at the Walmart in Great Falls at 3 in the morning. And then the phone clicked out. So we were like, my roommate Amy and I jumped into action, and we jumped into our little friend's car, and we drove on a rescue mission to Great Falls. And we couldn't get any information about what was going on then, so we just brought her back. And over the next week, we found out that, first of all, that the car that they were rolling in had been reported as a stolen rental car, and they just bought it a few months ago, which is a pretty awkward situation for them. And also, there was something odd. They couldn't find his, like, credentials. They couldn't confirm his credentials, which kind of made sense because he was in this kind of, like, private group. So we, over that week, we found out that he was under just $1,000 bail. So we were like, well, shoot, we'll drag together $1,000, go on a rescue mission to pick up Angus Jocko Ferguson in Great Falls. So we do another midnight run to Great Falls and go to get him. And we go in and pay the bail. And when he comes out, he's, like, dazed almost. And I was like, oh, God, what did they do to you in there? He just had this really strange look on his face, and he wasn't talking at all. And we get in the car, and we're starting to drive back, and he's like, you guys, I have some stuff I need to tell you. And first of all, he says, I'm not 27, I'm 37. And secondly, he says, I am not in the military at all. And this stuff is going to come to light very quickly. And essentially, once we get back to Missoula, I'm going to have to flee, right? Like, flee the law. Like, go on the lam. I was like, does this really happen to normal people? Like, is this like a normal thing and just end up going on the lam? So it was a really emotional thing. We felt really hurt that he'd lied to us. And his girlfriend, of course, was just a mess. And we get back to Missoula, and he loads up a few things and just kind of goes trotting down Higgins and disappears. Well, lo and behold, right then at about noon that day, the FBI shows up at the house, and they're asking the whereabouts of Angus Jocko Ferguson, and they asked to search the house, which, of course, we let them do, and they just said, you know, if you have any information, please let us know, and we're like, we absolutely will, because we didn't know any of this stuff was going on. He fled. We don't know where he's going. He didn't tell us, and he has like $1,000 of our bail with. When you're a poor, broke artist, that's a lot of money. Over the next probably 3 weeks, the FBI is constantly stopping by the house. They're constantly sitting out in a car outside of our place. I work at the Badlander, so I'd be riding my bike and I'd see them like following me at like 15 behind me, like real subtle, guys, real subtle. And it just started to get more and more, and they started to get more and more adamant and more like kind of attacking about you must know where he is, blah, 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 blah. So at the time, we were doing the Rocky Horror Show at the Wilma. We were getting ready for it. And I played Dr. Frankenfurter, which means I get to dance around in 7-inch platform heels. It's not exactly the easiest. And quick fun fact, we are doing it again at the Wilma this Halloween. So hope to see you guys down there. And so, So I found the easiest way to get used to walking around these monstrosity hooker shoes is to actually hula hoop in them. So I made myself this huge, heavy hula hoop with like a pound of sand and a bunch of water in it. And I would just stand out on my lawn with my headphones in and just be hula hooping out in my heels, doing my thing. I'm sure a wonderful thing for people to see as they drive by. And so one night, it was like a new moon. It was pitch black. And where our driveway was completely coated in kind of an archway of trees. So it's like pitch black in there. And I'm out there, and I'd had like a bottle of wine after rehearsal. And I'm hula hooping in my big heels. And I look over, and there's this shadow kind of moves back around the corner of the house. And it scared the bejesus out of me. And I was like, all right, get out here. And like it started like shouting. It startled me so bad. And this little federal agent comes out, this adorable little scamp, kind of his tail between his legs. And I was like, all right, where's the rest of you? Because they usually were in two people. And he's like, Greg, you should probably come out here. And so he comes out as well. And again, it's just pitch black. And I'm sitting there, and I had a bottle of wine, and was just berating these guys about violating our rights and being on private property. And how dare you? And we told you so many times that we would tell you if anything happened and blah, blah, blah. And usually they'd really stood up and been like, you know, we have the right to do this. We have authority, blah, blah, blah. And this time they just kind of shirked off and like, again, tail between their legs, like wandered away. I was like, that's kind of odd. And then I realized that they couldn't see my heels. So I'm a tall guy anyway, so I'm like, you know, about 7'2" in these things, just berating these federal agents like children who are, you know, barely came up to my nipple level, which was pretty hilarious. Ends up, we get one message from Angus through some throwaway cell phone, apparently, or something, just to let his girlfriend know that he was fine. We end up kind of sending her back home because, of course, she's a mess. I mean, that makes sense. But also over these weeks, we start getting more and more information from the feds and cards and letters are being sent to the house for stuff. And it ends up like one of them we got had Angus Jocko Ferguson listed and then had like Brian Clements Johnson listed. And the next one had like 3 names. And the next one had like 4 names. And it ends up that this guy had been just running around the country, like starting using fake names, getting out fake credit cards. All these wins he had were just like fake credit cards he's been using. And his real name was Jeremy Clark Erskine, of all things. So it was kind of a dash to my trust in people, I guess, in some ways, because I'm not a gullible person. I feel like I can pick up on subtle things pretty well. I usually deal with things pretty logically. And so to have somebody kind of pull one over on me was just kind of a hurt to the ego, if anything, but also kind of made me start to like listen to people. Ends up, of course, he'd never been to Oxford, right? I was not in the military. I wasn't any part of any of this kind of stuff. So it was definitely kind of a learning experience. They did eventually track him down. He's now in prison in California somewhere for impersonating an officer and all this scams and frauds and everything else. He did steal the car, all these things. But I guess it boiled down to me kind of having a choice, though, because all of a sudden somebody would be like, oh, yeah, I've got my master's in this. And I'd be like, really? Really? Can I see your degree? I don't buy that for a second. During this time. But I kind of came around a corner and just decided that I would rather live a trusting life and really open myself up still and really have faith that most people are good stinking people and maybe be burned a little bit here and there on some BS than live this paranoid kind of mess. So I guess I would just say that, you know, if you're ever in a situation like that, and if there's enough things that add up that are like, that's just crazy, I can't believe you want another computer, don't necessarily be paranoid, but at least be aware. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, performance art, and film. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best gifts, music, and more. Great people, great music. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks. MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers, Reed Reimers, Jennifer Edwards, Steve Gonzalez, Ingrid Beal, Megan Hollinsworth, Ben Weiss, Kim Maynard, Kate Morris, Nita Maddox, and Courtney Blakely Shields. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 9th at the Top Hat. The theme is The Things We Carry. See you then.